Welcome to episode 401 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week, we continue with our new series, 100 Days in the New Testament. Matthew 9, verses 9 to 13. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as Jesus reclined at a table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." We first meet Matthew in Capernaum, in his tax booth on the main highway. He was collecting duties on imported goods brought by farmers, merchants, and caravans. Under the Roman Empire's system, Matthew would have paid all the taxes in advance, then collected from the citizens and travelers to reimburse himself. Tax collectors were notoriously corrupt because they extorted far and above what was owed to ensure their personal profit. Because their decisions were enforced by Roman soldiers, no one dared object. In episode 201, we talked about Matthew's transition from a publican to a disciple of Christ. The word publican is an English translation of a Greek word which means tax farmer. A publican had the job of collecting taxes. Publicans or tax collectors were despised in every culture. An invading government employed citizens of the conquered nation to do its dirty work. In order to entice men to betray their countrymen, officials promised hefty bonuses to publicans and allowed them to extort as much money from the citizenry as they could get. Because of the corruption inherent in the system and the abetting of the enemy, it is easy to understand why publicans were despised as traitors to their own nation. They could only find companions among other publicans or from within the criminal element, so association with a publican automatically cast suspicion on a person's reputation. Jesus' contact with publicans is one reason why the Jews found this rabbi so scandalous. Matthew, whose father was Alphaeus, was named Levi before his call by Jesus. We don't know whether Jesus gave him the name Matthew or whether he changed it himself, but it is a name which means gift of Yahweh, or simply the gift of God. On the same day Jesus invited Matthew to follow him, Matthew threw a great farewell feast in his home in Capernaum, inviting his friends so that they could meet Jesus too. From that time on, instead of collecting tax money, Matthew collected souls for the kingdom of God. Despite his sinful past, Matthew was uniquely qualified to be a disciple. He was an accurate record keeper and keen observer of people. He captured the smallest details. Those traits served him well when he wrote the Gospel of Matthew some 20 years later. By surface appearances, it was scandalous and offensive for Jesus to pick a tax collector as one of his closest followers, since they were widely hated by Jews. Yet of the four gospel writers, Matthew presented Jesus to the Jews as their hoped for Messiah, tailoring his account to answer their questions. And perhaps more so than any other writer, he seemed to have an understanding of the longing of the heart that appealed to Jewish readers. Preliminary data released this month for more than three dozen U.S. police departments indicate a double-digit spike in hate crimes in 2021 and a continued rise into this year, with incidents targeting Asian and Jewish Americans accounting for the bulk of the increase. On average, bias-motivated incidents in 37 major U.S. cities increased by nearly 39%, with the 10 largest metropolitan areas reporting a record increase of 54.5%, according to an analysis of national police data compiled by the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at California State University, San Bernardino. Those who are sick are in need of a physician. The Gun Violence Archive, an independent data collection organization, has counted 212 mass shootings that have occurred in the United States this year between January and May 24th. It defines a mass shooting as an incident in which four or more people were shot or killed, excluding the shooter. There have been 27 school shootings within that time frame. Those who are sick are in need of a physician. As of 2 weeks ago, according to the Office of the UN High Commission for Human Rights, there have been almost 8,000 civilian casualties in the war currently being waged between Russian Federation Armed Forces and the citizens of Ukraine. Those who are sick are in need of a physician. Criminal violence in Mexico, instability in Venezuela, the Taliban continuing to exclude girls in Afghanistan from education, war in Yemen, ongoing attacks by Boko Haram in Nigeria, civil war in South Sudan, unresolved tensions in Myanmar. Those who are sick are in need of a physician. Matthew was sick. His heart was not right with God. He thought money was the most important thing in life and violated God's laws to enrich himself at the expense of his countrymen. Jesus is the great physician. He can heal not only your physical ailments, but also, and more importantly, he has the right medicine for a sin-sick soul. Matthew displayed one of the most radically changed lives in the Bible in response to an invitation from Jesus. He did not hesitate. He did not look back. He left behind a life of wealth and security for poverty and uncertainty. He abandoned the pleasures of this world for the promise of eternal life. The remainder of Matthew's life is uncertain. Tradition says he preached for 15 years in Jerusalem following the death and resurrection of Jesus, then went out on the mission field to other countries. How Matthew died is disputed. According to Heraclion, the apostle passed away from natural causes. Other accounts suggest that he was martyred in Ethiopia, and Fox's Book of Martyrs also supports the martyrdom tradition of Matthew, reporting that he was slain with a halberd, which is a combined spear and battle axe, in the city of Nabador. The crook had become a convert. The sinner died a saint. The thief had become a theologian. To the Pharisees and other Jewish religious leaders, Matthew was a man to be scorned. How dare Jesus choose him as one of his followers? But Matthew knew the human heart and the longings of the Jewish people. He was loyal to Jesus, and once committed, he never wavered in serving the Lord. His story, his transformation, his response to the great physician offers hope for all of us. The more desperate our situation, the more sin in our past, the more lost we are, the greater our need for the one who did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. The one who died for us while we were still sinners. The one who heals us through his wounds. The church also needs to come to a deeper understanding of an appreciation for that old statement that the church itself is a hospital for sinners, not a museum for saints. When Jesus was on earth, he went through towns and villages and healed all manner of disease and affliction of the people whom he encountered there. And while we too can call on him today to help our physical ailments, it is far more important for us to call on him who is able to save us from sin and restore our souls. Father, we seek your healing today according to your will and for your glory. Heal us from physical sickness and injury and heal our sin-sick souls. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.